First, we want to talk about Hillary Clinton's big night. How did it go? It will be analyzed all day long. NBC's chief White House correspondent David Gregory is here in the convention center, and he's got more on that. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. In a rousing speech, Senator Clinton sought to unite the party behind Barack Obama, even as she took pains to preserve her own political future.
She showed up and brought the House down. In the final chapter of her own historic race for the White House, Senator Clinton said the words Barack Obama needed to hear.
And whether you voted for me or you voted for Barack, the time is now to unite as a single party with a single purpose. Barack Obama is my candidate. And he must be our president.
During the campaign, she complained about sexism, but at the convention, she was more playful in speaking to her staunchest supporters.
To my sisterhood of the traveling pantsuits, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
But with lingering doubts about whether her backers would line up behind Obama, Clinton insisted the issues at stake in this election were too big to sit on the sidelines.
I want you to ask yourselves, were you in this campaign just for me?
Her husband looked on with obvious pride as she rallied Democrats by reminding them about the economic accomplishments of his presidency.
As I recall, we did it before with President Clinton and the Democrats. And if we do our part, we'll do it again with President Obama and the Democrats.
The former president speaks tonight amid concerns within the party that he has not yet gotten over his wife's loss.
This was not just a signal to her supporters, but maybe a signal to her husband, too, that the time has come to go all out for Barack Obama.
Republicans are working to court Clinton supporters this week by reminding them of her attacks against Obama during the primaries.
I know Senator McCain has a lifetime of experience that he will bring to the White House, and Senator Obama has a speech he gave in 2002.
But Senator Clinton made her wishes clear.
No way. No how, no McCain.
She argued that a President McCain would represent more of the Bush years. More war, more job losses, more inadequate health care coverage.
It makes perfect sense that George Bush and John McCain will be together next week in the Twin Cities because these days they're awfully hard to tell apart.
When it was over, Senator Obama, campaigning in Montana, called the Clintons and pronounced himself satisfied and grateful.
She made the case for why we are going to be unified in November and why we are going to win this election. And that's true, that's it.
Tonight, a test of this newfound unity on the convention floor. Hillary Clinton's name will be put into nomination so that her supporters, delegates here at the convention, can vote for her for president. But she herself is expected to cut off that voting at some point so that Barack Obama can officially be named the nominee by acclamation or unanimous consent.
Matt? All right, David, thanks very much. David Gregory here in Denver with us.